This thoroughly corrupt system is not going to change from within. Ever. Not ever. Ever, ever, ever. I don't know what other evidence you need to prove that at this point. Okay, I know, I'm supposed to be focusing on something else right now, and I am, we are, but I really wanted to share this with you because I feel like it's relevant to what's going on right now, and actually, it will probably not just explain what's going on right now, it will explain to you what's been going on for years and years in this country. It will also explain to you what's going to probably be happening for a while, or at least until people can start to wake up and see this for what it is. So if you've been watching what's playing out on the national stage for the past couple of weeks now, the absolute blatant theater.
Are you still talking about Jeffrey Epstein?
Of the Epstein files, which existed when Trump was running for president.
Would you declassify the 9/11 files?
Yeah.
Would you declassify JFK files?
Yeah.
Would you,
I did a lot of it.
Would you declassify the Epstein files?
Yeah, I would.
All right.
I guess I would. I think that less so because, you know, you don't know. You don't want to affect people's lives if it's phony stuff in there.
It existed when Pam Bondi claimed they were on her desk.
The DOJ may be releasing the list of Jeffrey Epstein's clients. Will that really happen?
It's sitting on my desk right now to review.
When she wrote this letter to Patel back in February, posted up at the justice.gov official government website for the Justice Department, after learning that the FBI field office in New York was in possession of thousands of pages of documents related to this investigation.
New York, SDNY, they're sitting on thousands of pages of documents regarding Epstein. Thousands of pages of documents. I have the FBI going through them.
When they invited the MAGA influencers to the White House to give them phase one binders, which literally said on the front that they came from the most transparent administration in history, that redacted the files in them even harder than when those files were released in the first place years earlier. Then suddenly there's no files. Then there's files again, but now they're written by Obama and crooked Hillary, and it's all a hoax now.
I know you want to move past all this intrigue over the Epstein files, but I do want to ask you to clarify something you said this morning. You said this was all a hoax. Has your attorney general told you this was a hoax? What evidence have you seen?
No, it's not the attorney general, no. I know it's a hoax. It's started by Democrats. It's been run by the Democrats for 4 years. You had Christopher Wray and these characters and Comey before him. And it's a bad group. It started, actually, look at the Steele dossier that turned out to be a total hoax. The 51 agents, the intelligence, so-called intelligence agents, it was a hoax. It's all been a big hoax. It's perpetrated by the Democrats. And some stupid Republicans and foolish Republicans fall into the net.
Not to mention the video that the DOJ claims was full, raw, unedited video that the metadata proved was absolutely edited, was absolutely more than one clip that was pasted together, that there was several minutes missing.
We released the video showing definitively the video was not conclusive, but the evidence prior to it was showing he committed suicide. And what was on that, there was a minute that was off the counter. And what we learned from Bureau of Prisons was every year, every night, they redo that video. It's old, from like 1999. So every night the video is reset, and every night should have the same minute missing.
And they lied right to everybody's face and said, no, it's raw. It's the unedited video. And was provably not. In a very obvious way, almost like they wanted to shove it in everyone's face.
And I would say that, you know, these files were made up by Comey. They were made up by Obama. They were made up by the Biden, we went through years of that. But I don't understand why the Jeffrey Epstein case would be of interest to anybody. It's pretty boring stuff. It's sordid, but it's boring. And I don't understand why it keeps going. I think only pretty bad people, including fake news, want to keep something like that going.
But a lot of big people went to that island. But fortunately, I was not one of them.
It's just very strange for a lot of people that the list of clients that went to the island has not been made public.
Yeah, it's very interesting, isn't it? No, it's I call it the Epstein hoax.
So once again, getting people to fight with each other on phony left-right paradigm lines while the corrupt Cthulhu uniparty monster continues running this nightmare machine in the background unabated. And I'm now to the point of having arguments with family members who are literally just repeating political party talking points right now about this, as if those are original thoughts they had. And they're not. They're not. They're being put out there and propped up with AI to just shut down people's ability to think critically about this situation, which is just such a bullshit situation. There's really no way to look at this and look at how much flip-flopping took place in just the span of less than 2 weeks and somehow make your brain follow that in a logical fashion that makes any kind of damn sense whatsoever. But it is terrifying that some people have been able to watch this level of lies and flip-flopping back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and somehow hold that cognitive dissonance in their mind and make it make sense to themselves, despite the fact that it makes actually none at all. It really zero, okay? The point of this video is just to tell you guys that the tactic of putting people into this phony left-right paradigm and then getting them to fight amongst themselves, I mean, that goes back to ancient days. That is something that's been used for hundreds and hundreds of years. I mean, I have a letter here that I've been wanting to read to you guys, and so that's what this video is. I'm going to read this letter. It was written under the moniker Cato during the South Sea bubble implosion and financial crisis in England, so back in the early 1720s. This letter is dated February 18th, 1720, so that's over 300 years ago now. And they chose the name Cato to write under, presumably because Cato was a conservative senator in the late Roman Republic who staunchly advocated liberty and getting back to Rome's principles. The letter is titled, "What Measures Are Actually Taken by Wicked and Desperate Ministers to Ruin and Enslave Their Country?" And I just want to read this 300-year-old letter to you so that you can see that these tactics to keep us divided and fighting amongst ourselves are exactly the same as they ever were. And they continue to be employed because they work. But it's the same exact thing that you're seeing right now play out to keep us divided instead of uniting against this absolutely, thoroughly, 100% through and through corrupt system. So here's this letter. I'm going to read it to you, and I want you to tell me if any of this sounds even the least bit familiar to you. "Sir, as under the best princes and the best servants to princes alone, it is safe to speak what is true of the worst, so according to my former promise to the public, I shall take advantage of our excellent king's most gentle government and the virtuous administration of an uncorrupt ministry," this is all sarcasm, "to warn mankind against the mischiefs which may hereafter be dreaded from corrupt ones. It is too true that every country in the world has sometimes groaned under the heavy misfortune, and our own as much as any, though I cannot allow it to be true what Monsieur de Witt has long since observed, that the English court has always been the most thievish court in Europe. Few men have been desperate enough to attack openly and barefaced the liberties of a free people. Such avowed conspirators can rarely succeed. The attempt would destroy itself. Even when the enterprise has begun invisible, the end must be hid or denied. It is the business and policy of traitors so to disguise their treason with plausible names, and so to recommend it with popular and bewitching colors, that they themselves shall be adored, while their work is detested, and yet carried on by those that detest it. Thus one nation has been surrendered to another under the fair name of mutual alliance. The fortresses of a nation have been given up, and attempted to be given up, under the frugal notion of saving charges to a nation, and commonwealths have been trepanned into slavery, by troops raised or increased to defend them from slavery. It may therefore be of service to the world to show what measures have been taken by corrupt ministers in some of our neighboring countries to ruin and enslave the people over whom they presided, to show by what steps and gradations of mischief nations have been undone, and consequently what methods may be hereafter taken to undo others. And this subject I rather choose because my countrymen may be the more sensible of, and know how to value the inestimable blessing of living under the best prince and the best established government in the universe, where we have none of these things to fear." Again, this is sarcasm. Such traitors will probably endeavor first to get their prince into their possession, and like Sejanus, shut him up in a little island or perhaps make him a prisoner in his own court, whilst with full range they endeavor his dominions and plunder his subjects. When he is thus secluded from the access of his friends and the knowledge of his affairs, he must be content with such misrepresentations as they shall find expedient to give him. False cases will be stated to justify wicked counsel. Wicked counsel will be given to procure unjust orders. He will be made to mistake his foes for his friends and his friends for his foes, and to believe that his affairs are in the highest prosperity when they are in the greatest distress, and that public matters go on in the greatest harmony when they are in the utmost confusion. They will be ever contriving and forming wicked and dangerous projects to make the people poor and themselves rich, well knowing that dominion follows property, that where there are wealth and power, there will be always crowds of servile dependents, and that on the contrary, poverty dejects the mind, fashions it to slavery, and renders it unequal to any generous undertaking, and incapable of opposing any bold usurpation. They will squander away the public money in wanton presents to minions, and their creatures of pleasure or of burden, or in pensions to mercenary and worthless men and women for violins and traitorous purposes. They will engage their country in ridiculous, expensive, fantastical wars to keep the minds of men in continual hurry and agitation, and under constant fears and alarms, and by such means deprive them both of leisure and inclination to look into public miscarriages. Men, on the contrary, will instead of such inspection be disposed to fall into the measures offered, seemingly for their defense, and will agree to every wild demand made by those who are betraying them. When they have served their ends by such wars or have other motives to make peace, they will have no view to the public interest, but will often, to procure such peace, deliver up the strongholds of their country or its colonies for trade, to open enemies, suspected friends, or dangerous neighbors, that they may not be interrupted in their domestic designs. They will create parties in the commonwealth, or keep them up where they already are, and by playing them by turns upon each other, will rule both. And I'm going to repeat that again. They will create parties in the commonwealth, or keep them up where they already are, and by playing them by turns upon each other, will rule both. By making the Guelphs afraid of the Ghibellines, and these afraid of the Guelphs, they will make themselves the mediums and balance between the two factions, and both factions in their turns the props of their authority and the instruments of their designs. They will not suffer any men who have once tasted of authority, though personally their enemies, and whose posts they enjoy, to be called to account for past crimes, though ever so enormous. They will make no such precedents for their own punishment, nor censure treason, which they intend to commit. On the contrary, they will form new conspiracies or invent new fences for their own impunity and protection, and endeavor to engage such numbers in their guilt as to set themselves above all fear of punishment. They will prefer worthless and wicked men, and not suffer a man of knowledge or honesty to come near them, or enjoy a post under them. They will disgrace men of virtue, and ridicule virtue itself, and laugh at public spirit. They will put men into employments without any regard to the qualifications for those employments, or indeed to any qualifications at all, but as they contribute to their designs, and show a stupid alacrity to do what they are bid. They must be either fools or beggars, either void of capacity to discover their intrigues, or of credit and inclination to disappoint them. They will promote luxury, idleness, and expense, and a general deprivation of manners by their own example, as well as connivance and public encouragement. This will not only divert men's thoughts from examining their behavior in politics, but likewise let them loose from all the restraints of private and public virtue. From immorality and excesses, they will fall into necessity, and from thence into a servile dependence upon power. In order to this, they will bring into fashion gaming, drunkenness, gluttony, and profuse and costly dress. They will debauch their country with foreign vices and foreign instruments of vicious pleasures, and will contrive and encourage public revels, nightly disguises, and debauched mummeries. They will, by all practicable means of oppression, provoke the people to disaffection, and then make that disaffection an argument for new oppression, for not trusting them any further, and for keeping up troops, and in fine, for depriving them of liberties and privileges to which they are entitled by their birth and the laws of their country. If such measures should ever be taken in any free country where the people choose deputies to represent them, then they will endeavor to bribe the electors in the choice of their representatives, and so to get a council of their own creatures. And where they cannot succeed with the electors, they will endeavor to corrupt the deputies after they are chosen, with the money given for the public defense and a draw into the perpetuation of their crimes, those very men from whom the betrayed people expect the redress of their grievances and the punishment of those crimes. And when they have thus made the representatives of the people afraid of the people and the people afraid of their representatives, then they will endeavor to persuade those deputies to seize the government to themselves and not to trust their principles any longer, with the power of resenting their treachery and ill usage and of sending honester and wiser men into their room. But if the Constitution should be so stubbornly framed that it will still preserve itself and the people's liberties in spite of all villainous contrivances to destroy both, then must the Constitution itself be attacked and broken, because it will not bend. There must be an endeavor under some pretense of public good to alter a balance of the government and to get it into the sole power of their creatures and of such who will have constantly an interest distinct from that of the body of the people. But if all these schemes for the ruin of the public and their own impunity should fail them, and the worthy patriots of a free country should prove obstinate in defense of their country and resolve to call its betrayers to a strict account, there is then but one thing left for such traitors to do, namely, to veer about and by joining with the enemy of their prince and country complete their treason. I have somewhere read of a favorite and first minister to a neighboring prince long since dead, who played his part so well that though he had by his evil counsels raised a rebellion in a contest for the crown, yet he preserved himself a resource whoever got the better. If his old master succeeded, then this Architophel, by the help of a baffled rebellion, ever favorable to princes, had the glory of fixing his master in absolute power. But as his brave rival got the day, Achitophel had the merit of betraying his old master to plead, and was accordingly taken into favor. Happy, therefore, thrice happy are we, who can be unconcerned spectators of the miseries which the greatest part of Europe is reduced to suffer, having lost their liberties by the intrigues and wickedness of those whom they trusted. Whilst we continue in full enjoyment of ours, and can be in no danger of losing them while we have so excellent a king, assisted and obeyed by so wise a parliament. That's all sarcasm. If you can't see what's going on right now, then perhaps you have been blinded by the same party spirit that is being invoked here, specifically to keep you blinded from the fact that behind that, the same uniparty stuff that's been going on towards the same ends has continued this whole time. And it doesn't matter which person is president. This whole train is going to one location, and none of these people along the way have slowed that down or stopped it. And in fact, everything that's been done has been done specifically to get that train to the same location. Nothing has changed. Nothing. At all. There were a few promises that were kept to lull people back to sleep while the main thrust of everything continues the same way it has been, with no change, and if anything, more corrupt. What's happening is the same stuff that it's always been. This is a theater show, okay? And if we don't start coming together for what really matters, we are going to continue to rot and fester as slaves underneath a uniparty system that is doing whatever the hell it wants with absolutely no regards whatsoever to the principles and framework of this country. Do you want to live under a corrupt system for the rest of your life that just continues to suck away everything that ever mattered about this country in the first place? Because that's what's going on. In a massive tidal wave of every level of the most disgusting, unprecedented corruption we haven't even begun to see yet.
And she's also been subpoenaed by the Oversight Committee. I think this is great. I do have a feeling that she has been, she just might be a victim. She just might be. There was a rush to judgment. There was a lot of chaos there for a while. All right. Granted, she hung out with Jeffrey Epstein. And I know that's apparently not good. She hung out with Jeffrey Epstein. And I know that's apparently not good. But she's in jail for how long now? 20 years. A 20-year sentence.
Would you consider a pardon or a commutation for Ghislaine Maxwell?
It's something I haven't thought about. It's really something I'm allowed to do it, but it's something I have not thought about.
But you wouldn't rule it out.
These people have already made the bed they're lying in. They're trying to get you to accept this. They're trying to get you to make this be okay. They're trying to get you to look the other way now. They're trying to get you to be complicit in this level of repugnant, disgusting, oily, corrupt, so nasty. Like, they're trying to get you guys, everyone, to be okay with this and to look the other way. Are people going to do it? Are people going to continue to do it? Because it just gets darker from here. History shows it just gets so much darker from here when you start accepting this level. It's not just quid pro quo. This is unprecedented levels of disgusting. And it's been going on. This is just them finally showing it to you barefaced in the most blatant way possible. Okay? I love you guys. I'm just so utterly, utterly disgusted. I don't even know what else to say.